بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamb giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today inshallah we'll have class number 2 from the new series of classes, which is called Messages of Hope. And actually the title of the class of today is A Call Not to Despair But to Hope. This is the second class of the Messages of Hope. These are messages from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every believer to have hope in the most merciful in every second of his life. It is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings confidence that yes, there is always a flicker of light in the darkness. Yes, light and day has to come after every night and darkness. Yes, my dreams will come true. Yes, events will turn out for the best. Yes, what I wanted can be achieved. Yes, Allah will never burden me more than my scope. Yes, I am sure that every hardship will be my way to the following relief. Yes, I can rise every time I fall. Yes, the most merciful will always shower me with his mercy and makes for me the best outlet from every trial. Yes, the future will be, inshallah, better than the past and the present. Yes, I can get benefit from my previous failures and turn them to series of success with the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, sisters, in the Quran, Allah, the Most Merciful, is sending messages of hope and reassurance. These messages include events of miracle in the life of the prophets, events of miracle that happens to the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, disasters that happen to the arrogant oppressors. These events are proving that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, these events are Quranic rules Allah is sending to us. These events in the form of Quranic rules, which can be applied in the life of every one of us and can bring hope and peace. All these events, disasters and rules aim to reassure the true believer that Allah, the only power and will, the most merciful, must be the source of your hope and trust all the time, a belief which is fundamental for success in this life and in the hereafter. Okay, so actually this is the core of the messages of hope, which inshallah we will learn inshallah over the year of 2010, I hope, with the help inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, sisters, let us remember that life is a test of trials. Failure is one of our life's trials, a fact which motivates the believer to have the correct attitude of never to despair, never to lose hope, an attitude which turns each failure to a step to success. So it is your own attitude never to lose hope. It's the protection against failure, despair, or depression. Instead, it is your way to success. This, alhamdulillah, was the summary of the first message of hope, which we have it last week. Also, last week I informed you about the great character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Also, we learned about Prophet Jacob, who had a great hope in Allah regarding his son whom he lost for 40 years, but out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they meet together. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn in message 2 of Messages of Hope about events in the life of the prophets, that calls the believer not to despair of Allah's mercy. Inshallah, today we will start with the story of Prophet Moses alayhi salam and his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from Surah Ash-Shura, Surah number 26, verse number 51 and 52. Ash-Shu'ara, it's Surah number 26, And we will read from verse 51 to verse 57. Okay?
I can see better if I sit over here though.
We can read in English afternoon.
Can I use your
Arabic? Can you read in Arabic?
Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله سورة الشورى شعراء 26:52-64 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أسري بعبادي إنكم متبعون فأرسل فرعون في المدائن حاشرين إن هؤلاء لشر ذمة قليلون وإنهم لنا لغائظون وإن لجميع حاذرون فأخرجناهم من جنات وعيون وكنوز مقام كريم كذلك وأورثنا بني إسرائيل فأتباعهم مشرقين فلما ترأى الجمعان قال أصحاب موسى إنا لمدركون قال كلا إن معي ربي سيهديني فأوحينا إلى موسى أن يضرب بعصاك البحر فأنفلق فكان كل فرق كطود العظيم وأزلفنا ثم الآخرين وأنجينا موسى ومن معه أجمعين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحيم. And we revealed to Musa, saying, Depart by night with my slaves, verily you will be pursued. Then Pharaoh sent callers to all the cities, saying, Verily these indeed are but a small band. And verily have done what has enraged us. But we are a host of all assembled, amply forewarned. So we expelled them from gardens and springs, treasures, and every kind of honorable place. Thus we turned them, Pharaoh's people, out, and we caused the children of Israel to inherit them. So they pursued them at sunrise. And when the two hosts saw each other, the companions of Musa said that we are sure to be overtaken. Musa said, Nay, verily with me is my Lord, he will guide me. Then we revealed to Musa, Strike the sea with your stick, and it parted, and each separate part of that sea water became like a huge mountain. And we brought near the others Pharaoh's party to that place. And we saved Musa and all those with him. Then we drowned the others. Verily in this is indeed a sign for proof, yet most of them are not believers.
Inshallah, now I will clarify to you the story of Prophet Moses and his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah we can learn how this situation was very stressful and actually the hope was not clear at all. But again, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all power, who can send for us inshallah the outlet always from situations which we never expect. And this is actually the case of Prophet Moses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, instructed Prophet Moses and his people to leave Egypt, escaping the bad treatment of Pharaoh and his people. They were instructed to start their flight by night, after making all the necessary preparations. Allah told Musa that Pharaoh and his host would pursue them. He, Allah, further commanded him, Moses, to lead his people to the sea. So again, sister, this is what I want to clarify to you in details, because when we read the Quran, we don't have time to realize the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind events in our life. Prophet Moses was not the one who chooses to move in the direction of the sea. Actually, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided him to move to the sea. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Pharaoh soon learned about the escape of Moses and his people, so he immediately ordered full mobilization. Full mobilization of his troops, sending officials to other cities hoping to catch up with Prophet Musa and his people and undermine their effect. Little did Pharaoh realize that the plan he wanted to destroy was Allah's own. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, which Allah is planning for every true believer in his life, an outlet from every problem and trial. And it is the Quran where we can need the learn the reality about the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you feel the hope as a light in your spirit, a real light in your spirit, which you always tell to yourself, I will never lose this light, because when I learn the story of Prophet Musa, then we will learn the story of Prophet Zakaria, and inshallah different stories from the Quran, you will realize that this is the reality of the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it can change a situation to directions which people never expect. In the morning, Musa and his people, they find this is in the morning, Musa and his people, little number of people, they find themselves close to the sea without any boats which can be used to cross the sea. They could not cross the sea, and also they were locked from the back because Pharaoh and his army were approaching them. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, Pharaoh with his soldiers fully equipped. This is number one, confident of their victory. Number two, and number three, they have the intention on showing no mercy. This is the reality which every one of us has to realize when you are reading this story of the Quran, so that you can realize how the situation looks hopeless and blocked for Prophet Musa and his people. Okay? Because this is Pharaoh, okay, the king of Egypt with all his soldiers, fully equipped, and no mercy for those whom they escaped at night. All indications suggested a final tragedy for the small people group with Musa. There was no escape. When you look to this picture, okay, try to find any escape. Why? Because the sea was ahead and the enemy to the back. So at that point, the people with Musa, they cried, we shall certainly be overtaken. Okay, because any normal human being who is standing in this situation, facing the sea in front of him, and feeling that the soldiers are so close in the back, he will immediately say the same. This is the cry of fear at the time of disaster. We shall certainly be overtaken. It was the time of great distress to the believers with Moses. It looked that it is just a few minutes and they would certainly be overtaken. Okay, if you try to look to this picture, okay, you can say it is just time of hours that Pharaoh will attack them, and they will either throw themselves in the sea or they will be overtaken. There is no outlet in this situation. But Prophet Moses, who has received Allah's revelation. We know that the only prophet whom Allah talked to is Prophet Moses. Okay? Prophet Moses does not entertain any such doubt. Try to think again that Prophet Moses was the leader. So he is feeling guilty for himself and for those people, for his people, whom he promised them that if they escape at night, this will be the end of their problem with Pharaoh. But instead of feeling that they succeed to escape, they realize that this is the end for them, because Prophet Moses leads them to the sea, and now Pharaoh is in their back, and the situation looks, subhanallah, that there is no hope. But Prophet Moses, having full hope and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that Allah's help will be forthcoming, he was sure that Allah will save them, although he does not know how. This is very important point, sister. Okay, that Prophet Moses, he said, no, indeed, my Lord is with me and he will guide me. When his people start to cry, we will be overtaken, we certainly, immediately Prophet Moses, you know what they said? They said, certainly,
they are sure. And actually, any normal human being would say, yes, I am sure that this is the end. Okay, because it is blocked from both sides, we will be overtaken. Okay, but what Prophet Musa say? Prophet Musa say no. You see, sister, this is the no. No, indeed. You see, this is the words of the Quran which we believers must have it in our heart all the time. This is the message of cure and heal of the Quran. No, indeed, my Lord is with me. My Lord is with me. And He will guide me. You see, sister, but here there is a very important point. I want you to try to reflect on it so that, inshallah, whenever you have any problem in your life, whenever you have any disaster in your life, whenever you feel that all the doors are closed in my eyes, and logically, certainly, there is no hope, okay, you must realize that when Prophet Musa said, no, indeed, my Lord is with me, okay, he doesn't know how Allah will save him. He was sure that he will be saved, in spite of the fact there is no reason that he can be saved. But in spite of the fact he doesn't know how Allah will save him, he was sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him. Okay? And again, sisters, let us reflect on these two words, no indeed. What is the meaning of no indeed? It means that he will not be overtaken, he will not suffer any troubles, because Allah will guide him, and he is certain. He didn't say, no, my Lord is with me. He said, no, indeed, I am sure Allah is with me. This is the hope in Allah, this is the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the words of the Quran. At that moment, when Prophet Musa proved his real full hope and trust in Allah, it was that a bright ray of hope becomes clearly seen against the long dark night of stress and despair, as the route ahead opens at a point no one have ever through thought of. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, that when you prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a second that, oh Allah, in spite of the fact that all the doors are closed, everyone lost the hope, I will never indeed lose any hope, in this second Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that the bright ray of hope to become a reality. He was having a ray of hope in his spirit. This is the ray of hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a reality. This is, sisters, the most important fundamental need for the spirit, to keep the ray of hope always alive in your spirit. Okay, to send this message to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Okay, so when this ray of hope, alhamdulillah, was clear in the spirit of Prophet Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for him the miracle. What was the miracle? Actually, I will make it here. It was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the sea Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a passageway of dry sand opened for them between the waters of the sea. For example, sister, if this is the sea, Allah made a passage of sand in the middle, then there is a mountain of the water of the sea on this side and a mountain on the other side. Try to think it. Try to feel the feeling that while you are standing in front of the sea and you feel that only Prophet Musa has the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Pharaoh and his soldiers are sure that they will win and this event will be for their, alhamdulillah, they will get rid of Musa and his people forever, okay? And the people of Musa were sure that they are overtaken. In a second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a passage of sand in the middle of the sea. And try to imagine when the sea, okay, and the waves of the sea will be stopped in the middle, how these two great mountains will be very high and they will be, you know, very great mountains. Two great mountains, because the water is blocked from this side and from this side with the force to make a road in between. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that passage, okay, and there were two great mountains in between. Again, sisters,
Sometimes this situation will make you to feel fear to pass, because it is so, it is a very big surprise, and you are not sure what is going on, what is happening. But immediately Prophet Musa passed, rushed, and his people rushed, and Pharaoh and his people stood overwhelmed at this great event. Okay, this is alhamdulillah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pharaoh and his people, they didn't follow Prophet Musa and his people immediately. Yes, he was overwhelmed with the event, so he stand a little bit. Okay, after a long while of watching this event, Pharaoh ordered his soldiers to follow Prophet Musa. Okay, but it was after a while. Okay, as Musa's people were coming out from the other end, it was the start for Pharaoh and his people to pass over that road. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the sea to close on them. Subhanallah. If Pharaoh and his people followed Prophet Musa immediately, okay, they can be saved. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the sea to close after Prophet Musa and his people, all of them, they passed. Okay, so if they were in the middle of the sea following them, some of them may be saved. But this Pharaoh was looking for a while. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned for Prophet Musa and all his people to escape. So they escaped. As soon as the last man escaped on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the sea to close. Subhanallah. So actually we will read now verse number 64 and 66 to know about the fate of Prophet Musa and then and Pharaoh, and then we will learn about, subhanallah, how we can apply this story to our daily life and have always the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Then we brought near the others, Pharaoh's party, to that place, and we saved Musa and all those with him. Then we drowned the others. Verily, in this indeed is a sign for proof, yet most of them are not believers. Okay. And verily, your Lord, he is truly the Almighty, the Most Merciful.
Sisters, this is the story of Prophet Musa and how he was saved, he and his people. And until today, actually, the effect of this story is still having its shadow in our life because of his Prophet Musa and his people. Alhamdulillah, life is continuing with us through this event. So, sisters, let us analyze this story and try to realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is planning his events for every one of us, alhamdulillah, according to our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our reassurance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are some actually critical points which I want you to feel it so that inshallah you can get the benefit of these Quranic rules in your daily life. Actually, it was never for Prophet Musa to believe that his escape from Pharaoh and his people at night will lead them to the great tragedy which they faced when the sea was ahead and the enemy were in the back, and it was an expected tragedy which is full of sorrow, worry and sadness. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Prophet Musa was planning for a long time, he and his people, to escape from Egypt at night so that they will escape Pharaoh. And they prepared the best preparation for this. And this means that they were so happy and confident that this will be the end for their problem with Pharaoh. Again and again, sister, this is the day of Ashura, which we Muslims fast. Okay, we Muslims and the Jewish fast because this is the day when Prophet Musa saved the people of Israel and Passover. He escaped.
The Passover.
Yes, the Passover. Mm. Yes. And actually we Muslim, we fast 2 days, not 1 day, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded us to fast 2 days, one before and one after Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, for the sake of Prophet Musa, whom we love because he is one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so try to imagine and try to apply this event in your life. Sometimes you plan for something, okay, and you are having the expectation that my plan, inshallah, will make me to have a better situation. And I am sure, I arrange everything, I start the plan, everything is going fine, then at the end, you will be having the surprise that this plan, which I was sure of, it ends with a tragedy. Subhanallah. Okay, sometimes this is happening in our worldly life. Okay, this is what happened to Prophet Musa. Okay, did Prophet Musa lost hope when he found himself that he is in front of the sea and Pharaoh is in his back and all his plans were in reality wrong? Okay, Prophet Musa never lost the hope. This is, sisters, how you can get the benefit of the Quran, step by step. Okay, the plans, all the plans were wrong. Okay, but the true believer will never lose hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for me the outlet. So this is number one. I want you to get the feeling of Prophet Musa regarding the plans which Allah guided him for it. Allah guided him to the sea. Unfortunately, the sea was the place for death. So what will be the feeling of Prophet Musa while he is standing in front of the sea, losing, all his people are losing the hope, and he is feeling guilty that he is the one who guided them to the sea, and they are blaming him. They are saying, certainly we will be overtaken. This means because of your plans and because of your strategy, you commanded us and you give us the hope that we will be saved and we can escape Egypt and we can escape Pharaoh. Now we are in front of the sea and we will be certainly overtaken. This is happening in the life of every one of us in certain circumstances and in certain events. But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us a message which I will clarify to you. Maybe it will, none of you will think of it. Okay, actually there was no chances of hope, as the way to escape death was blocked either ways by the sea and the army of Pharaoh. Again, in our daily life sometimes we have problems which is blocked either ways. Okay, but Prophet Musa proved his true belief and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in spite of being lacking the knowledge about the way of being saved. This is the most important, sister. None of us has the knowledge how Allah will save us, how Allah will make for me an outlet, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is planning for me to have a better opportunity, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for me a replacement from what I may lose. All this knowledge, none of us have it. And we are not supposed to have it, because this is the knowledge of the unseen, and it is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But only the true believer, out of the hope and trust and reassurance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be all the time sending the message, inshallah, the outlet is there. Someone will come and tell you, there is no outlet. What are you talking about? Nonsense. It is very clear. No out. You tell them, no, no, no. Remember Prophet Musa when he was in front of the sea. Subhanallah. And I will clarify to you now something more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Prophet Musa to strike the sea with his staff so that a passage will be opened. Okay, it was actually the will and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him. But there is a very important point I want you to appreciate it regarding the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those whom they have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a question for everyone. When Prophet Musa planned to take his people and to leave Egypt, what was his goal? His goal was to escape Pharaoh and his people. Okay, but he never imagined that that day will be the end of Pharaoh and his people. You see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All what Prophet Musa was looking for years and years, the escape. And all the years he was all the time requesting Pharaoh, can you leave me and my people to leave Egypt peacefully? Pharaoh will tell him, no, I will not. He was so worried that when he will leave, he will be strong outside and he will return to him back. So he never allowed him to leave, he and his people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after many years, gave Prophet Moses, alhamdulillah, the hope to escape. Unfortunately, it was the time of death. He was in front of the sea. At that moment, every one of us, in the events of our daily life, will lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mostly. And we will say, Oh Allah, why? After I waited so many years, Oh Allah, why I have this hope? Oh Allah, why I tried everything? I was about to catch my dream. It ends in a second. No, sister, it didn't end. This is the reality with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the Quran is teaching us. Be patient just few seconds. If you will be patient just few seconds with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are successful to send the message to Allah that, oh Allah, in spite of the fact that everyone is sure that certainly we will be overtaken, no indeed. I want you to write it in a plain paper and hang it in your home, in your house. No indeed, never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never cause his believer to have a burden more than what he can tolerate. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we Muslims always lose the hope few seconds before the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will touch our hearts, because we don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Moses was hoping just to escape. He doesn't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for him for the great victory. Pharaoh will end. His people will end. The disaster will end. Everything will turn to your side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always preparing this for the true believer, sister. The problem is not in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this story of the Quran is the proof. The problem is in us Muslims, whom we don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we don't have the clear belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you believe in reality that Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, Allah is all the mercy, that's it. I have all the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if I am exposed to that situation, which I don't think that any Muslim or any believer or any human being nowadays, days of corruption actually, can have the same hope in Allah like Prophet Moses. Okay, so let us all, sisters, appreciate the blessing of having the hope and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as actually this hope was the reason behind the escape of Prophet Moses, and that he was saved, he and his people, from Pharaoh's oppression. And also Allah rewarded him that Pharaoh, he was drowned in the sea, and his people, and alhamdulillah, Moses start a new chapter after this difficult event in his life. Okay, so actually, sister, this is a message of hope to every believer. Try to live the feelings of Prophet Moses while he was standing in front of the sea with his people, waiting for this, either by drowning or by the enemies. But Allah always saves the true believer who has the true faith, hope, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always saves the true believer through full faith, hope, and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah adjusts their life in the best shape. Now, inshallah, we will continue to learn about events and events from the life of the prophets and the life of the righteous people from the Quran. Inshallah, we will cover many events from the Quran, inshallah, so that we will learn these events as rules in our life, that inshallah will always give us the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hope that inshallah tomorrow will be better than today and yesterday. Now we will read about the Prophet Zakaria's hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam is Surah number 19, and we will read from verse 2 to verse 7, inshallah. Rahim Rahim. Kaf Ha Ya. عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال ربي إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله ربي رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا.
This is a mention of the mercy of your Lord to his slave Zakaria. When he called out to his Lord Allah, a call in secret, he said, "My Lord, indeed, my bones have grown feeble, and gray hair has spread on my head, and I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, O my Lord. And verily, I fear my relatives after me, and my wife is barren, so give me from yourself an heir. Who shall inherit me and inherit also the prosperity of Yaqub, Jacob, inheritance of the religious knowledge and prophethood, not of wealth? And make him, my Lord, one with whom you are well pleased." Allah said, "O Zakaria, verily we give you the glad tidings of a son whose name will be Yahya, John. We have given that name to none before him." He said, "My Lord, how can I have..."
So now, sister, we will learn about an event where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always, alhamdulillah, be the way to have all the dreams and hopes, inshallah, a reality. This is Prophet Zakaria addressing his appeal to Allah alone. Okay, because here, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah said in the Quran, when he called out his Lord, a call in secret. Okay, so he called, addressing his appeal to Allah alone, away from watching eyes and listening ears, between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. He wants to lay his troubled heart open before his Lord. He addresses his Lord even without using the Arabic address article "ya." He didn't say "Ya Allah," "O Allah." He just said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He just called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on Allah without saying "Ya Allah." Just I, this and this and this and that. He is mentioning the problem without even addressing, because actually he knows that Allah hears and sees without the need to be addressed or called upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with every one of us in every minute and second, in every place. There is no need to for Allah to be addressed or called upon. As the believers, when they are troubled by worries, they find their comfort in complaining to their Lord, as they can be relieved from their heavy burden. They call on their Lord with the reassurance and hope, as they feel that they are in contact with the most merciful. Actually, alhamdulillah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, that he makes the Muslims and the believers that they can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second, in every place, and alhamdulillah, all over the world. While you are driving your car, while you are sleeping in your bed, while you are doing your homework, while you are cooking your at home, whatever, alhamdulillah, you can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can call on him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can be in contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has all the power, he will not disappoint anyone who appeals to him and relies on him. This is the reality, alhamdulillah, of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disappoint anyone who is sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, call on me and I will answer you. Okay, so this is actually a command from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants every one of us to call on Him. But you call on Allah having the hope, the reassurance, like Prophet Moses and like Prophet Zakaria. Now we will know what he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Zakaria clarified this feeling of trust and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he made a clear acknowledgement again, sisters, never. Okay, you see here what is written? No, indeed. Here Prophet Zakaria, what he said? Never. You see, subhanallah. This is the Quran, inshaAllah, at the end of these messages of hope, I will collect for you groups of verses of the Quran. When you will put it one after each other, you will realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He is the most merciful, and how He is teaching us never, no, indeed, whatever, I will never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Prophet Zakaria said in this verse of the Quran, verse number 4 from Surah Maryam, never my Lord has my prayer to you remained unanswered. I will write for you actually this Quranic rule and I will clarify it to you in details after we will learn about what happens to Prophet Zakaria, so that inshallah today we will learn two Quranic rules. In these messages of hope, in every message of hope, you will learn one or two Quranic rules, inshallah, it will be, this is the message. The message of hope from the Quran will be these Quranic rules, which we will learn it in every class, so that inshallah, by time, you will feel how we need to love the Quran. I love the Quran because the Quran is the source of my healing, of my cure, of my support, of my hope, of my reassurance, alhamdulillah, of everything good in my life, and this is the proof. These Quranic rules are the proof why we love the Quran, alhamdulillah. So, what is the meaning of verse number 4, sisters, which I will read it again. He said, my Lord, indeed my bones have grown feeble and grey hair has spread on my head, and I have never been unblessed in my invocation to you, O my Lord. This I will clarify to you, inshallah, after we know the rest, about the rest of the story. Okay, these sincere prayers, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the sincere prayers of Prophet Zakaria to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were answered, bringing with it Allah's mercy and acceptance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the Lord Himself that calls out to His servant Zakaria. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 7, Ya Zakaria. You see, sister, subhanallah. Zakaria didn't say Ya Allah, but Allah said Ya Zakaria. You see, sister, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, whom we are never supposed indeed to lose any hope in Him. Let me finish for you the story and then we learn, alhamdulillah, from this. He immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives it to Prophet Zakaria good news, the happy news of the son which the Prophet was hoping for. He bestowed on him further kindness by choosing for him the name of that son whose name shall be John, a special name not previously given to anyone. This is the hope of Prophet Zakaria, which Allah made it a reality. Let me now, sisters, again clarify to you the meaning of verse number 4 in details, so that inshallah we can always have this feeling of hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to clarify to you in details, inshallah, so that we get the benefit of this message of the Quran today, inshallah. So now, sisters, we will learn in detail what's the meaning of this verse of the Quran, verse number 4. Never my Lord has my prayer to you
remained unanswered. Okay, so you see, sister, this is the verse of the Quran, verse number 4, which actually clarified the hope of Prophet Zakaria in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Zakaria said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never. This means that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this means that I used to have my prayers answered. So I have the, never my Lord had my prayer to you remained unanswered. What is the meaning of this? This means that all my prayers to you were answered. Okay, and so long all the previous prayers were answered, so I have the full hope and reassurance that also this prayer will be answered. You see, so whenever you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Allah, oh Allah, you always answer my, I am sure that, inshallah, as you answered the previous ones, I have the full hope and the full reassurance that you will answer this one also. Okay? And out of this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, sisters, you can call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only when you have this feeling. Okay? There are some people whom they complain that they cannot do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they don't have the hope. Because if you don't have the hope that Allah will answer your supplication, why I will make the dua? There are many people whom they have problems in their life and you advise them and you tell them, do dua to Allah because Allah commanded us in the Quran and He said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord said, make dua for me and I will answer you. Why you are not doing dua to Allah? Because I am not sure Allah will answer or not. Because I did a lot of dua before and Allah never answered me. So why this time I will do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Never my dua were answered before. You see? But Prophet Zakaria, he said to Allah, never my prayers to you remained unanswered. You see, this is the clarification of the great hope that Allah will answer this dua because He always answered all my previous supplications. And out of this dua, out of this hope, you can keep on doing dua. People always stop doing dua to Allah when they lose hope. When you tell to someone ill or sick, do dua to Allah, she will tell you, I did dua to Allah for the first 3 months, but my health situation was deteriorating, so I decided to forget it. I will not do any more dua. Okay? Why she stopped the dua? Because she lost the hope. You see, sister, this is the importance of the hope, because actually we don't realize the importance of the hope. We always concentrate on the word as-sabr, ad-dua, as-salah, but we don't know what is the basic requirement for all of this. You cannot have patience except if you have the hope. You cannot have do dua except when you have the hope. You cannot obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tolerate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except I have the hope that Allah will take care of me in this life and the hereafter. So the basic motivation for all the good deeds for the believer is the hope. So basically I must have the hope and I must keep the hope alive in my spirit, then inshallah I will do the dua and I will obey Allah and I will be in a good shape and my health will be good, everything will be in the best shape, so long I am successful in keeping the hope alive in my spirit. This is the importance of the hope, which we need to have time, okay, to realize these facts, because every one of us basically has the hope, because without the hope you cannot move out of your bed. If you don't have the hope, minimal hope, you will not move out of your bed. But we start our life, or we move in life because we have hope. But it is the decree of the hope. How much hope you have in your spirit. Those prophets, they have the full hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, when you look around you, you realize that most of the people, they have very weak hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if they just have the minimal hope.
in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, most of the people are not happy, most of the people are not successful, most of the people are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a life of sadness and despair and depression. Why? Because hope is the opposite of depression. Why now most of the people have depression? Because they don't have hope. If you have hope, you will not have depression. Because your spirit will be occupied with one element. So this is, sister, this is the importance. When I call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Him, never, never Allah, that you didn't answer any of my. I am very sure, I am confident. When you say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you send this message to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the winner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any of this. You are the winner. Why? Because number one, I give to myself the reassurance that inshallah Allah will answer. This will make my spirit in a good shape. I will save myself from the depression, despair and sadness. Number one, I will keep my life active. I will be doing my activities in the best shape. You will tell me, why, Sister Mona, why do you have these so and so problems? I tell you, no, no, because I am sure Allah will answer. It is my hope which is motivating me in my life. Without my hope, I can never be motivated. I can't be active in my life. So who is the winner? Okay, when you say never, when you say no, indeed, like Prophet Musa, you are the one. And because of that, this is the messages of hope to the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anything. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the mercy of Allah in the Quran. Okay, this message, that my hope is 100%. You tell me your hope is 100%, tell me, yes, of course. You tell me on what basis? I tell you on the basis of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tell me, but the reality is not. I don't care for the reality. The reality is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Prophet Moses from the sea, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Prophet Zakariya, who was an old man, having an old barren wife, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him to have the son whom he is looking for. Inshallah, I am so confident. I have the full hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing this, I saved my, alhamdulillah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to tell you about this point because I didn't clarify it in the English class last week. Sister, the hope equal saving your immune system. If you just have the hope to save your immune system, you are the winner. Why? Because as we clarified before in the classes of depression, depression destroys the immune system. This is known. And actually, it is in most of the hospital. When you have two patients whom they have the same illness, whom they have, both of them, they have cancer. Okay? And both of them are under treatment. The one who is having the hope, he will be having more chances for cure. Okay? The other one whom she or he doesn't have the hope, they always fail to, you know, to recover at all. And it is always the advice of the physician that I want you to love life. I want you to have hope. And always, you know, when I was working as a pediatrician before with the cancer children, we always advise the parents, try to make the kids to live in a happy environment. Give them the hope that everything will be alright, they will become normal again. This is very important for the immune system, because without the hope, everything will be destroyed. Again and again, sisters, now the immune system is after every problem in our life. The autoimmune disease now, what is the autoimmune? Autoimmune disease, this is all the rheumatic illnesses. Pain in the knee, pain in the back, pain in the shoulder, you know, swelling, whatever. It is very common now, okay? The asthma, or cases of asthma, you know, coughing and difficulty in breathing, okay? And the big problem, the cancer. Okay, so you have to realize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us the messages of hope in the Quran, it is for the sake of the believer, alhamdulillah, to have the healthy spirit
and to have the healthy body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if we realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful when He is sending for us these messages of the Quran, you will love the Quran. Because when you will be in the middle of any disaster, then a sister will come and tell you, let us recite some of the verses of the Quran of the story of Prophet Moses. Let us remember the situation. You will tell, yes, yes, I can. Yes, I have the hope. Okay. Also, when someone will tell you, try to remember how many times Allah answered your supplication. Why you are not doing supplication to Allah today? Now, in this very difficult situation, go ahead and follow Prophet Zakaria and say to Allah, oh my Lord, never my prayers will not answered. I am sure. Immediately you will feel totally different. Immediately you will feel that you want to participate in life. Immediately you will feel that alhamdulillah I can be in a better situation. You will try to function in the best shape, and the most important, you will start to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the goal of your creation. When we lose hope, we cannot pray well. We are not interested much. I will pray, then everything will be a problem. I don't have a mind. I have headache. I tried my best. No, I can. I will pray later. And because of that, many Muslims are not praying. The real prayer, the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? But Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. When you have the full hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the time of prayer come, you will run for prayer. This is Allah, my hope. I can't. He is the one sending for me the hope to motivate me to live. Without this link, I can't live. So this is alhamdulillah, the second message of today. Today, alhamdulillah, we have two messages. Inshallah, every class, I will give you the message of the class so that you start writing the Quranic rules one by one. Inshallah, we will collect as many as we can from the Quranic rules. And you have it with you all the time, and in every place, you remind yourself of it, inshallah. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will give you a story. Okay, let me give you a story, real story about the hope, which is known to everyone. Today, sisters, or the two rules of this today, inshallah, is message number two. In message number two, we have two rules. Number one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, no, indeed, my Lord is with me. My Lord is with me, and He will guide me. And He will guide me. Okay, and the second rule, never, my Lord, you see, sister? Has my prayer to you remained unanswered? Yes. So this is the rules, Rahman Rahim, of this week, inshallah. I want you always to remember them. And I want you always, inshallah, to keep it in your heart. Inshallah, I will give you the two messages, the two rules of message number one last week, inshallah. So that, inshallah, every week we keep on adding this arc, all Quranic rules, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which are equal to messages of hope. Classes of messages of hope are Quranic rules, inshallah, which will always be the source of hope in our spirits. Inshallah, I will give you these two at the end of the class. Now, I will give you a story, which actually is a real story known to in the Arabs. And actually, it is a story of hope. Okay, it is related to Taha Hussein. Okay, Taha Hussein was born on November 14th, 1889, in one of the villages of Egypt, in the central Arab Egypt. He contracted an eye infection as a child, and
faulty treatment rendered him blind at the age of 6. He went to Al-Kuttab. Al-Kuttab is the place where the Quran is taught in the small villages in Egypt. And then he was sent to Al-Azhar, where he was educated in the religion and Arabic literature. From his childhood days, he was reluctant to engrave the traditional education in his heart. Hussein was the 7th of 13 children, living in a low-class family. He became blind, actually, due to the faulty treatment by an unskilled practitioner. When the secular Cairo University was founded in 1908, he was keen to enter. And despite being blind and poor, he earned a place. In 1940, he became the first graduate to receive a PhD. You see, this is the blind, poor person. Yes. With the thesis on the philosopher Abu al-Ala al-Ma'arri. He was also a blind. That philosopher was also a blind. He went on to become a professor of Arabic literature there in Cairo University. And in 1990, he was appointed a professor of history at the Cairo University. And he was founding rector at the University of Alexandria. He wrote many novels and essays. After Hussein obtained his MA from one of the universities of Europe, he continued on with his academics and received another PhD at the Sorbonne University, which is considered to be one of the Europe's most prestigious universities. With this accomplishment, Hussein became the first Egyptian and member of the mission to receive an MA and PhD from France. You see, the first Egyptian is a blind, poor person. Okay? For his doctoral dissertation written in 1917, Hussein wrote on Ibn Khaldun, a Tunisian historian believed to be the founder of sociology. Two years later, in 1919, Hussein made his way back to Egypt from France with his wife Suzanne. In Egypt, he was appointed to be the professor of history at Cairo University. In 1950, Hussein was appointed as the Minister of Education. Subhanallah. And from there, he was able to put his motto into motion. Actually, he was the one. In Egypt, we learn education is like the air we breathe and the water we drink. This is Taha Hussein, the blind, very poor Egyptian from a very small village. Without Taha Hussein and his willing to promote education, millions of Egyptians would not be literate through the generations. So you see, sisters, actually we all Egyptians, we know Taha Hussein, the blind, very poor Egyptian, whom out of his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can achieve this achievement to become the Minister of Education and to be the first Egyptian to have PhD from France and MA, in spite of the fact at that time most of the Egyptians, they have their education, this postgraduate in France, not in England. Subhanallah, at that time. But it was Taha Hussein, he was the one, the blind one, and actually this is the reality of hope. Actually, after I prepared two classes in hope, I have my own definition of hope. Hope is the light in darkness that directs you to success. Yes, this is, yes, yes. Hope is the light in darkness that directs you to success. Yes, I will write this for you. I like that define hope as light in darkness. Okay, it is a light in darkness, and that light will direct you to success. So you see, darkness, sisters, is the turn in our worldly life. This is, every one of us is having, a shadow of the darkness in his, in her life, because this is the reality of the worldly life. But to have the light
Alhamdulillah, which is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will always, out of this life, inshallah, you will be always directed to success. So, at the end, I will give you this lesson from all what we learned today, is that the true believer whose heart is full of faith will never despair of Allah's mercy, no matter what difficulties and hardship he is called on to endure. Even in the thickness of darkness and the gloomy of adversity, he feels that Allah's mercy is close at hand. It will never fail to be bestowed. Allah has the power to change the present and the future. And inshallah, next week we will continue with more messages of hope from the Quran. And inshallah, let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the heart, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. See you inshallah next week.